WO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio. Remember when Walter Cronkite used to sound like, there's a production and that's the way it is. It's a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Where's the music? There's the music right there, my goodness gracious.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. In Boston, she's from California. Tim's in California, he's from out New Mexico way. And I'm in Tucson, I drove down from Seattle. When the gig is over, I'll be off to Santa Fe. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn, may the sunlight of your day. Good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Motel 6, Super 8, rest stops on the interstate. A futon of Linnaeus, camping on the coast. Racking up those miles alone, keep in touch by telephone. It's not an easy life, but it's the one we love the most. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Another place to sing at the end of the broken line. Another entrance, another exit. And endless memories of the places left behind. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day.
Every first show of the year, we air the Good Road theme in its entirety. Probably do it three times out of the entire year. And that is the Good Road theme, written in 1989. Featured on Heidi Muller's album, Matters of the Heart. We started using it in September of 1989. Basically, the album, I don't even think had been released yet. She sent me a test copy, and I started using it with her permission. And that's how all that goes. And it has been our Inland Folk theme ever since. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Dan Marr. This is Inland Folk. Inland Folk for the first Saturday of 2014. And I hope your Saturday's going well. We're recording the show on Friday. It's supposed to be sunny skies this weekend on the east side of the mountains. U.S. siders, hey, you get what you get. you know. You guys got more money than we do. So, we get sunshine, you get money. All righty, where are we at? Hey, something I want to tell you about. Well, there are a lot of dances and everything. We'll cover all that in the calendar. And there's a great concert in the Tri-Cities. But there's one coming up on the 18th of January in Bellingham. It's the Bellingham Unitarian Fellowship. And I don't have an address on that. But the press release says here it's a medical benefit. It's a benefit for T.R. Ritchie's medical expenses. He's got something pretty serious, according to this press release. And being that he is like a lot of other folks, earning a lot of money for medical stuff and medicines and all those kinds of things, and he needs some serious medicines. So there's a big concert, 7:30 at the Bellingham Unitarian Fellowship, with all kinds of folks doing T.R. Ritchie songs. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. This looks like a who's who of the Seattle folk scene in the 80s. Tracy Moore, Heidi Muller, Janice Carper, Tracy Spring, and then, of course, Tom Rawson and others doing T.R. Ritchie songs. This looks pretty cool. And T.R. will be reading his poetry. You know, he's got that book out. And if you can't go to the concert, you can go to Tracy Spring's email, azizspring@aol.com. And you can go ahead and hunt her up that way. And there are donations, $10 to $25. And you can also purchase TR CDs at TRRichie.com. Okay? And this is a big deal. January the 18th in Bellingham, 7:30, Bellingham Unitarian Fellowship. Alrighty? So that'll be happening. Lots and lots of cool folks going to be there doing lots and lots of cool stuff. Alrighty. And that's how all that goes. Okay, where are we at here? I don't know. Just good music. That's all I know, is that we're doing good music.
Song I sang, got the words wrong. Gonna sing you another, want you to sing along. Gonna change my tune, change my tune. Don't worry, pretty baby, I'm gonna change my tune. Everything different, start the day. I'm gonna change my tune, change my tune. Listen here, baby, I'm gonna change my tune. I'm telling you, honey, I'm gonna change my tune. Don't worry, sweet baby, I'm gonna change my tune.
landscape, forest, abbey, choir, whispering hymns of snow and ice. In excelsis to the cold, and hosanna to the sky. Hosanna. Sing beautiful in the winter woods, and the trees agree, they all agree in the winter woods, we all agree in the winter woods.
Shenandoah, I long to hear you from way your rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you away. I'm bound away across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Oh, way, your rolling rivers. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Away, I'm bound away across the wide Missouri. Shenandoah, I'm bound to leave you away, your rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I'm bound to leave you away, I'm bound away across the white Missouri. Shenandoah, I long to see you away, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you away, I'm bound away across the white Missouri.
Jane has a family and makes a good salary. Her life is quite ordinary, except for her astronaut dreams. It happened when she is sleeping. Happen when she's awake. They come like abductors,
sneak in, carry poor Maggie away. Suddenly Maggie Jane is floating high in space, up among the supernovae and the bright nebulae, and the earth is just another point of light far away. Keep busy, say the doctors. Clean house, turn on the TV. They give her pills to stop her from having her astronaut dreams. But the universe still keeps calling, haunting her daily routine. Fences are slim when the light years creep in and then steal her away beyond reach. Suddenly Maggie Jane is floating high in space, up among the supernovae and the bright nebulae, and the earth is just another point of light far away. A tiny place in a remote solar system, and the size and the scope of the space where she floats is so big. Oh, it's so big. So very big. So if you run in to Maggie, meet with an eerie stare. Don't think she's cold, but you get no hello, because Maggie Jane may not be there. She may not be there.
Peter Mayer from his album Earthbound, and it was one of his very earlier albums, Peter Mayer. I like his stuff, and we don't play his stuff enough on this show. There are about 8 or 9 albums out. I don't know if I have the latest one or not. He sent me a slew of them about 4 years back. Peter Mayer, and we heard Winter Wood from that album, and also Astronaut Dreams. The album is called Earthbound. We heard Buck Howdy in his ukulele reggae version of Shenandoah, and Forest Sun, Change My Tune. Forest, don't people name their kids Jim anymore or something like that? Wow. Well, we just keep doing it, don't we? Jeffrey Foucault, his version of an old Cretan song here.
Just about a year ago, I set out on the road, seeking my fate and fortune, looking for a pot of gold. Things got bad, things got worse, I guess you know the tone. Oh Lord, stuck in the Lodi. From the magazine, he said I was on my way. Somewhere I lost connection, ran out of songs to play. I came in town, one night stand, looks like my plans fell through. Oh Lord, I'm stuck in Lodi again.
again, Lord, die again. If I only had a dollar for every song I sung, every time I had to play while people sat there drunk, you know I would catch the next train back to where I live. Oh Lord, stuck in your dive again. Oh Lord, stuck in your dive.
There's music on CDs, magazines of all kinds, and computers and TVs for amusing your mind. But in the late days of summer, nothing nearly compares to just seeing each other at the Brown County Fair. You can meet Larry Little, taste his prized pickles homegrown, and hear Grace play the fiddle, who's just 7 years old. There are girls boys are teasing in the caramel apple air of the warm August evening at the Brown County Fair. If the stock market fails you, give the ring toss a try. And if loneliness ails you, stick around for a while. 'Cause there's a band playing later, you can dance in a square, promenade and greet your neighbor at the Brown County Fair. If you're tired of walking, you can sit with your slush, pass the time, people watching, and you might fall in love with the face of a stranger, young and old, strolling there across the unhurried acres of the Brown County Fair. There's a light inside of people, sometimes seen in the eyes, and it hides like a recluse in these complicated times. Some say that it shines out a bit more frequently there. For just $5 you can find out at the Brown County Fair. Some say shines out a bit more easily there. Just $5 you can find out, oh, at the Brown County Fair.
It's one of those what you see is what you get songs. Very picturesque, though. When you go to the fairs in the fall, when you go to the Whitman County Fair, the Spokane Interstate Fair, even that big one in Puyallup, which is all roses and stuff like that. But, you know, all the agricultural machinery and somebody playing fiddle, and the fair thing has still survived the ravages of time. And, you know, I mean, yeah, 100 years ago they didn't have deep-fried butter and deep-fried Twinkies and all those things. But there's still that feel of ruralness, even in the big cities. Brown County Fair, John Mayer, I love that song. I really love that song. It just reminds me of all the times when I was young and used to go to the fair with family. Family, and then later on, you know, later on, dates. Indeed, indeed. Now that I haven't been to a fair for quite a while. Last time I was at the fair, I think I was at the Latah County Fair back in early 2000s. Alrighty. Well, we have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Don't you be forgetting now, there's a great concert, January the 18th, at the Bellingham Unitarian Fellowship, 7:30. $10 to $25 donation, and that's a big one. Singing the songs of T.R. Ritchie, he'll be there. And it's a medical benefit thing. And Heidi Muller and Janice Carper and Tracy Spring and Tracy Moore and Tom Rawson, Cat Eagleston, among others, will all be there. Alrighty, we're taking a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're going to be right back for lots more. You just hold your horses, because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
A nice winter weekend for us with sunny skies. High temperatures today, 32 in Moscow, 37 in Clarkston. Partly cloudy tonight with lows about 20 degrees. And just a few degrees cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-20s to the mid-30s. The week ahead brings us another chance of rain or snow.
John McEwen and Earl Scruggs and Junior Husky on the bass from the original Will the Circle Be Unbroken album. That's their version of Soldier's Joy. Now, the great dialogue before that where Earl Scruggs says to John McEwen, "Oh yeah, Uncle Dave, they had to follow him with the mic. He'd get up and jump around. They had to follow him with the mic." And John McEwen takes his old, light, old-timey banjo and he says, "Uncle Dave, are you in home?" Man, that's a great piece of work. You should pick up that original Will the Circle Be Unbroken album. It's the album that kind of got a lot of us into bluegrass and old-timey music. Will the Circle Be Unbroken, the very first one with the Dirt Band, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, had Doc Watson and Roy Acuff and Tut Taylor and Norman Blake were on there. And who else was on there? Mother Maybelle and... Speaking of Mother Maybelle, just a second, we're going to hear from her. Mother Maybelle was on there, and Jimmy Martin, and, oh my gosh, just a lot of folks. Merle Travis was on that album, and of course Earl Scruggs, and Doc, and the Dirt Band, doing their thing. Say, there's a bunch of RCA albums out. These are mixed, the Carter Sisters. This is post-Carter Family, post-original Carter Family. These folks took out on their own. We're doing some things, and I had radio shows. Chet Atkins was the guitar player. Chester Atkins, they called him Chet Atkins and the Carter Sisters, along with Mother Maybelle. And they did a bunch of short radio broadcasts where they did old-timey songs, and the Carter Family sang, and Chet played that kind of mixture of country and jazz guitar. Later on, of course, Chet Atkins was the one who did not want to see one note of anything hillbilly in music from Nashville. He was very, 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 very clear about the fact that it couldn't be that folky country music. There was a Nashville sound that was more pop that everybody wanted to hear, and they didn't want to hear that greasy, yucky, hillbilly stuff. And Chet Atkins did just about everything he could to eradicate that kind of thing. And it was interesting because, of course, it was sort of hillbilly folks that got him into Nashville and all that kind of... Anyway, I don't want to get into this too much, but these are fun little programs. And there are about five or six albums of this stuff. Carter Sisters and Chet Atkins.
It's time for the Carter Sisters, Mother Maybelle, Chet Atkins, and his famous guitar.
Put on that smile and don't wear a frown. We're going to scatter some sunshine around. If you don't believe, we'll chase away those tears. Listen here.
Here she is, that little rocket, that mouthful of words, June Carter.
Well, thank you there, Joe. You know something, though, words don't do you much good, especially when you're looking for a place to live, and there just ain't no place. There's a fella wrote a song about it, so I thought we'd sing it today. I'll sing most of it, because I know most of the words, if yens will help me on the chorus. How about a little dab and old vacancy? All along the road, all of life I roam, looking for a place to call my home. Not a fancy mansion nor a bungalow for me. Everywhere I go I seem to find hanging on the door the same old sign. And my heart beats slower when I read on the door, no vacancy, no vacancy, no vacancy. All along the line it's the same old sign waiting for me. No vacancy, no vacancy. And my heart beats slower when I read on. Of a little nest where I could rest when the world was free. Now the mighty war over there is won. Troubles and trials have just begun as I face that terrible enemy sign. No vacancy, no vacancy, no vacancy. All along the line is the same old sign waiting for me. No vacancy, no vacancy. And my heart beats slower. Chester Atkins now gonna sing a little bit of a tune for you. He's got on record RCA Victor, Helen, and my mama kind of singing with him along on the chorus. Money, marbles, and chalk.
There's an old saying that's been all around. I heard it before I could walk. How some's got help and some's got wealth, others money, marbles, and chalk.
I got money, marbles, and chalk, sweetheart, but I still feel like I am poor. 'Cause my money won't spend, and my marbles won't roll, and my chalk, it won't ride in.
While you were near, I was happy and gay. Your presence made me feel so proud. But you left me for another one day. Now I feel alone in the crowd.
I got money, marbles, and chalk, sweetheart, but I still feel like I am poor. 'Cause my money won't spend, and my marbles won't roll, and my chalk, it won't ride in.
all right for misers who love only gold. But give me a chance to save our romance, for I love you with all of my soul.
I got money, marbles, and chalk, sweetheart, but I still feel like I am poor. 'Cause my money won't spend, and my marbles won't roll, and my chalk, it won't ride anymore.
Mighty, mighty pretty, Chester, mighty pretty.
Here's Mommy's two prettiest young'uns now singing a mighty pretty song for you. Helen and Anita got one call today.
Thank you, kids. That was really swell.
Meet the kindest people.
That is nice stuff. This is from Erin English, and I think she only has the one album out. And this is wonderful, wonderful stuff. She was influenced by the likes of John Hartford and folks like that, young. And she travels around. She's out of California. And Erin English is pretty amazing. And she does all kinds of different banjo-y things on this album and sings and everything. She's going to be actually at the Attic there in Moscow on 2nd Street, 314 East 2nd Street. You got to go around the back and go up the stairs. That's on the 29th of January, sponsored by the Palouse Folklore Society. Be sure and check that out, Erin English, along with Duncan Phillips. He'll be on that jaunt as well, and he'll be telling stories and talking about Utah as well as his own stuff, playing Utah's old Guild guitar. I played that guitar. Boy, the finish is just about worn off of it and everything. Road weary is a good word for that guitar. Duncan Phillips and Erin English, or Erin English and Duncan Phillips, going to be in Moscow. That, I think they head to Seattle right after that and do something with Kate McLeod and Cat Eggleston. I think Kate McLeod produced that tribute album that Duncan helped put together to Utah Phillips. All those folks in Utah that had been his students in one time or another, or took lessons from him or shared music with him, that kind of thing. And anyway, yeah. January 29th at the Attic. I believe it's a 7 o'clock concert. Erin English and Duncan Phillips. Alrighty. Where are we at with all this stuff? How about Mr. Guy Clark? One of my favorite Guy Clark songs.
Now, gents, to the middles of the young girl's fiddle, and you ain't got nothing to lose. Alaman right, she can play it all night. She can fiddle off the bottom of his shoes. Oh me, oh my, how she makes that bow hair fly. How she hangs that music in the air. Now promenade down to the lonesome sound of a whippoorwill in the night. Sashay back, look at old Mad Jack hugging everything in sight. He said, oh me, oh my, how she makes that bow hair fly. How she hangs that music in the air. Now Banjo Bill, he stopped stock still as the notes come a-rolling by. And it filled his ears and it eased his fears, and a tear come to his eye. He said, oh me, oh my, how she makes that bow hair fly. How she hangs that music in the air. Now the old string bass, he lost his place, and his arms have felt like steel. And the guitar man dropped both his hands, and he swore that it was not real. Oh me, oh my, how she makes that bow hair fly. How she hangs that music in the air. That's golden strings on eagle's wings to the calling of the squares. There's fiddle tunes and there's fiddle tunes, but Virginia's splitting hairs. Oh me, oh my, how she makes that bow hair fly. How she hangs that music in the air. Now she cast a spell no tongue can tell, no prophet can reveal. Quiet as death, hold your breath, she played Virginia's reel. Oh my, how she makes that bow hair fly. How she hangs that music in the air. Oh me, oh my, how she makes that bow hair fly. How she hangs that crystal in the air.
Taken up my share of those sweet sweet invitation. But the lady beside me is a woman I have chosen to walk through my life like a cold. Like a cold from the cold.
That's Guy Clark's solo. This is a double album called Guy Clark Live at Dixie's. There are a lot of Guy Clark live albums out. This isn't his best one. But it is Guy Clark's solo. There are no other backup musicians on this thing or anything. And Dixie's is an interesting place. Jerry Jeff did a live album here, and it's not like they're the most attentive audiences. You can hear a bunch of... And maybe that's the way it should be if you're playing Dixie's, and Dixie's is just some roadhouse bar out in the middle of no place. And, you know, it's pretty raw. And sometimes it's kind of disconcerting. You can hear people talking in the background and stuff. But then... You know, that's the way it is when you play a bar gig. It's a very... These albums, both of them, the Jerry Jeff Live at Dixie's and the Guy Clark Live at Dixie's, are pretty realistic if you look at what the club scene is probably like. Anyway, it's great stuff. It's pretty much all of Guy Clark's greatest hits, plus stuff from his newest album, which is actually up for a Grammy. Before that, Erin English, Mama Like. Oh my gosh, I really like this. And she writes her own stuff. This is amazing stuff. Erin English, we'll hear one more from her in the second hour of the show, which is coming up in just a second. We have to take a little bit of a break, and people have to acknowledge all the things they need to acknowledge. Yes, indeed. Want to make sure that you know that on Spokane Public Radio, Following Inland Folk is the new sound space, and with Zan, and so check that out. Alrighty? Inland Folk's a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maurer. We're going to be right back for lots more stuff. You just hold your horses, because we're coming back. Oh, yes, we are coming back. Hang on now.
...2014 is going to be a good year for Springsteen fans. A new record from The Boss features some unheard gems from the Springsteen vault and some new takes on old favorites. I'm Arun Roth. We've got a sneak preview of the most exciting recordings coming out this year on the next edition of All Things Considered from NPR West.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 4 o'clock, right before A Prairie Home Companion, here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. Right now it's 12 noon and time for Hour 2 of Inland Folk with Dan Maurer.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.